From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, September 30th at 8:56. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are mixed here this morning. Really pretty quiet as we opened here at 8:30 Central Time. It's been pretty quiet as we wrap up another month and another quarter. So hard to believe we're this far along, but we do have got a crop report out here today. NASS will give us our quarterly stocks as of September 1st. Will also give us any updates to the 2023 corn and soybean crop, and then of course give us final wheat numbers in our small grain summary as well, wheat production numbers. So not as many numbers to digest as a normal monthly report, but still very important here because this will give us our final look at the balance sheet for 23-24. Other than that, it looks like a pretty open week in terms of harvest, so should see a lot of beans being cut this week across the Midwest. And otherwise, it looks pretty open weather here for the next 7 to 10 days. So temperatures will continue to be on the warmer side. So that should continue to push along maturity and should see pretty active harvest progress and overall here for the next few days. Export inspections will be out this morning. Crop progress will be out this afternoon. As for prices here this morning, Dease corn at 417 and three quarters, that's down a quarter. March corn at 434 and a half, down a half a cent. November soybeans at 1061 and a quarter, down 4.5. January beans at 1079 and a half, that's down 3.5. December meal, 340.380, down 30 cents. December bean oil, 42.41, that's up 5. December Chicago wheat, 584, that's up 4 cents. December Kansas City wheat, 580 and a quarter, up 3.5. December Minneapolis wheat at 615, that's up 6.75. Livestock markets here this morning are mostly lower. We've got October cattle, 183.57, down 17. Dease cattle, 184.12, down 35. November feeders, 255.37, down 32. October hogs, 82 even, down 5. December hogs at 73.27. down 10. Not looking for a lot of change in the quarterly stocks report versus what the monthly report said back in September, but could be some surprise in there on the winter wheat numbers as well. So we'll continue to look at that. But overall, not expecting a lot of changes in today's numbers. So most of the focus, I think, moving forward will continue to be on weather and harvest progress here as we move through the next few days, Kimberly.
Thank you, Aaron. Have a wonderful rest of your week. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.